Be Superhuman podcast. I'm your host, Super Mike Allen, here to help you add more years to your life so that you can add more life to your years. Welcome back to Be Superhuman. I am your host, Super Mike Allen, helping you to be superhuman. A lot of that is going to be diet, exercise, taking the right supplements, do whatever it is you need to do so that you can live a long life. But I always say it is important to not only just add years to your life, but add life to your years. Joy, happiness, those kind of things are going to bring you a lot of extra years, and you'll really enjoy the life that you're living, so it'll be worthwhile. So today we're going to talk about, as you know, the difference between dirty keto and clean keto, because we want to talk about which kind of keto is going to help you live longer. And you may be surprised to hear it, but spoiler alert, clean keto is going to be much better for you than dirty keto. But what is dirty keto? That may be what you're asking right now. So dirty keto is a version of the ketogenic diet where individuals focus solely on staying within the carb limits to maintain ketosis without considering the nutritional quality of the foods they consume, unlike the standard ketogenic diet or clean keto, which emphasizes whole nutrient-dense foods like vegetables, healthy fats, and high-quality proteins. Dirty keto allows for processed and low-nutrient foods as long as they fit the macro requirements of the being low-carb and high-fat. So basically, there are a lot of things out there that are quote-unquote keto that you can eat on the keto diet, but it would be considered dirty keto because it is not nutritionally helpful for you. For example, one of the things that I eat and that I recently realized would be more dirty keto than anything is pork rinds. Pork rinds are absolutely delicious and an in-between meal snack, great, but I do eat a lot of nutrient-rich foods when I'm actually eating a meal. So I do a lot of leafy greens, I do different things like salad and meats that are high in fat. I do arugula, I do onions, garlic, and mix it in things, plenty of eggs, plenty of avocado, but I do, in between meals sometimes, have pork rinds, and I think they're delicious, but you may be aware they have zero nutritional value. They have no carbs, so, and they are, fat, they do have a little bit of, and because, you know, they're a pork product, but basically beyond that, they have nothing of value to me other than keeping me full longer, so that may be considered dirty keto at that point, but it does help with me not eating anything that isn't on the keto diet because I'm full from that. So some of the characteristics of the dirty keto diet is you focus on macros. The basically, the primary goal is to stay within the carb limit, typically under 20 to 50 grams per day, and maintain a high fat intake. It allows for processed foods, which often includes a significant amount of processed and convenience foods such as bacon, sausage, pork rinds, and cheese without much consideration for their ingredients or nutritional content. So you may be getting some of these processed meats from like the deli counter or their prepackaged meats. I've done that with salami a time or two myself. Again, not realizing that it was dirty at the time, but I've since moved on from the low quality meats. And then they also have low nutritional quality on the dirty version. So there's less emphasis on the micronutrient content, vitamins and minerals, fiber, and overall health benefits of the food. So here are the pros and cons of eating dirty keto instead of regular keto. And I will say one of the pros is it's obviously going to be easier to find those foods and also cheaper. So let's look at this. The pro is there's an ease of adherence. So dirty keto can be easier to stick to because it allows for more convenient foods and doesn't require extensive meal prep. And if you do need help with meal prep, I've got something for you. So stay tuned to the very end where I tell you how you get this thing that's going to help you with meal prep for free. And I'll have a link to it down in the show notes. So another pro of the dirty keto diet is rapid ketosis. It can help individuals achieve and maintain ketosis effectively if they stick to the macro guidelines. So if you're sticking very closely to keeping those carbs under that 50, really closer to 30, if you're keeping it down there, then you're going to stay in ketosis whether the food is nutrient rich or not. But obviously, you're going to need to get your nutrients from somewhere. If you're doing the dirty keto, you may need to get supplements. I sell supplements at supermikesupplements.com, but what I would recommend is getting it from your actual food, leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables, all the good stuff in life. That's where you can get those nutrients, and then you can do the dirty keto as more of like the side snacks, like I enjoy the pork rinds. So the cons is that you can have nutritional deficiencies. So relying heavily on processed foods can lead to a lack of essential vitamins and minerals. That is a huge problem, just in case you weren't sure. And then there's also health risks. So high intake of processed meats and unhealthy fats can increase the risk of heart disease and other health issues. So when you hear people say, oh, I'm not sure the keto diet is healthy, it's because they're talking about this dirty version where they're not doing the healthy things, but just staying on low carb. And that's completely different. So you want to make sure that you are getting your nutrients from somewhere, whether it be from supplements or your food. I do a little bit of both. So I do that. And then, of course, I do treat myself to some dirty snacks like the pork rinds. Okay, and then sustainability. So the dirty version is not sustainable long-term due to potential negative health impacts and basically a lack of variety in the diet. So basically, if you're not getting anything healthy from it, eventually that's going to be a problem for your body. It's not a good one. So comparison to clean keto emphasizes whole, unprocessed foods, focuses on nutrient density and overall health, includes a variety of vegetables, healthy fats like avocado and olive oil, which I definitely do all my cooking in olive oil because vegetable oil is the devil. No offense to anyone who works in the vegetable oil industry, but that stuff is really bad for your health. So I use olive oil and everything. A lot of people use coconut oil also, which is not bad. And high quality proteins, so grass-fed meat, wild-caught fish. I do eat a lot of wild-caught fish, but mostly tuna. I didn't really enjoy salmon when I tried it. And I may try it again someday or try it with a different way of consuming it. But I didn't like it. So then, and then dirty keto as a comparison focuses on meeting the macro requirements with less regard for food quality. It allows for processed and convenience foods. It potentially lowers in nutrient and higher in unhealthy fats. So you can get plenty more information from me at ketoempire.club. All one word, just ketoempire.club. If you need supplements, you can obviously get them at supermikesupplements.com. And the thing that I really wanted to get you excited about, I also have a link to my YouTube channel where there's plenty of stuff about nutrition, about long life, and then about also the keto diet. Ton of information there. But the one thing that I haven't told you about that I'm super excited to tell you about is the thing that's called Keto Chef Pal, and it is free. Again, I'll have a link in the show notes. But basically, it is an artificial software, and what you do is you just tell it, hey, I would like a recipe, and I've got these things in the house, just give me a keto friendly recipe. And it'll tell you, oh, if you want a meal plan for the next week, I can do that for you. So you just, all you got to do is ask, and it will give you the information. It will tell you whether an item is or is not on the keto diet. And I've done some pretty good testing on it, but what I'm really looking for is for you guys to join in and also do some testing. Maybe leave me some feedback either over on YouTube or something like that, because I know that there's no place for you to leave notes for me here. But if you could test it out, it's free. It will not be free forever. It is going to eventually go into the Keto Empire thing that I was talking about, ketoempire.club. It's going to go behind the paywall there. Which it's only $10 to get into that. So if you enjoy any of this and you just want to contribute, then that's a place you could do it by buying the $10 membership. And then it is one time, so it's not membership long term, but you're a member for life with that one $10 purchase. And you get the three guides, the three books on keto that are in there, including a bunch of recipes. And so that's going to be awesome for you there. Plenty of education, but you can get a ton of education from this free tool as well. Again, it won't be free forever. So I want you to go right now, start testing it out, leave me some feedback, and then eventually, once I've got the 2.0 version of this software, where any kinks are worked out and everything is working perfectly, then I'm going to go ahead and put it behind the paywall, and it won't be free anymore. But right now, it is free. So basically, you can hear this podcast for the first time on May 20th, 2024. And that is the day that this is going to be free, and it's going to be free for a while. I would say at least 1 month. So you have a chance to really get it. I know that if, as a marketer, you're supposed to give scarcity and say, well, you know, you've got 24 hours and whatnot, but I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to get you guys some free information, try to get you a helper. This is like a personal assistant chef, essentially, other than that they can't actually physically do the cooking for you. So anything you want to know about keto, this tool can help you, and again, it's free. So I'll have the link down to that below, but it is ketoempire.club/chefpal. So all one word on Chef Pal. No dashes or spaces or anything like that. So here we are at the end of another journey here. We've talked a little bit about the keto diet, dirty, clean. Definitely want to go for the clean version as much as possible. Of course, you're going to have a little bit of cheat, but instead of cheating and having like something that's got a lot of carbs in it, or cheating having something that's sugary snack or like really bad for you, cheating and having maybe a processed meat occasionally isn't going to be as bad as cheating completely and doing something crazy like having an ice cream or, you know, something like a cake, that kind of thing. We don't want any of that. So if you're going to go off the rails and just do a little pork rind or something like that. And bacon is obviously delicious as well. I do consume bacon, but I try to make sure that I'm doing that, you know, in moderation, so that I'm not doing all greasy fats and all that. So I try to take care of being as clean as possible with my keto diet. I do, again, eat a lot of green vegetables like arugula, spinach, green beans even. Trying to think of some other ones, but I eat a lot of salad with lettuce, cabbage. And even it has a little bit of carrots because I get a bag mix, because I can't keep a ton of fresh ingredients in my house because I'm just a single person living alone. So it will all go bad if I try to, you know, get like a head of lettuce and then a head of cabbage. I won't be able to eat it in time. So I just get bags of salad. And again, that's probably a little dirtier. I'll have to look into that a little more, but it doesn't have a lot of carbs. So that part's good. And it does have some nutrition in there for me. Alrighty. Well, again, my goal on this channel is for you to be superhuman, meaning that I want you to live a really long life and put a lot of life into those years. Make sure that you bring joy to your life, because really life is only worth living if you're enjoying it. So you just got to go find a way to enjoy it. I'm not saying if you don't enjoy it that you should give up on life. I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying that if you are not enjoying life, go find a way to enjoy life, because it is a precious gift. And I'm grateful for every one of you that are listening, because I know that you bring a special piece to the puzzle that is humanity. I'm grateful for you, and I want you to live a long time, and again, add life to those years. I'll see you guys in the next podcast.